Tonight, our 10-minute speaker is Pat B. from San Diego.
I'm Pat. I'm an alcoholic. Really grateful to be here. This is an honor to speak at this meeting. I've been sober for about 15 months, and before that... before that, I started with alcohol when I was really young, and then when I became a teenager, I got into other substances, and that was pretty much my my choice for many years, but alcohol was always there if I wanted it. And anyway, as you know, time went on, I just I thought it was normal to want to party all the time. You know, I thought that was a normal life. And then even when I got married, I didn't do as many of the drugs that I did when I was a teenager, but I still drank frequently. And most of the time, I didn't really drink that much, but it was always always at inappropriate times. Like, and I'd always, you know, go into like family events and parties and stuff like that. I was always the one that got really drunk. And then, you know, I'd get in a fight about it with my wife or other people. And but I never really wanted to get sober. I couldn't really see living without alcohol. You know, it seemed like such a normal thing. So many people drink for fun, and I had a lot of fun when I drank. But probably about the time I turned 30, It wasn't fun anymore. It stopped being fun. It started being more of a necessity for me to feel better, as well as the other drugs. I was kind of like trying to medicate myself. And of course, I didn't think I had a problem. It was always other people, you know, like my wife, other family members, coworkers. They were always the ones causing my problems, and I felt like I had to drink or use to maintain. And you know, day-to-day life was kind of like almost a means to an end. You know, I couldn't handle life sober. So after getting a couple of DUIs and being court-ordered to go to AA, and they had a DUI program that you have to go to if you get a DUI, I started to hear some things that I could relate to, but still, I'd come to an AA meeting and I thought everybody there was hopeless. You know, I thought, you know, these people have nowhere else to go. That's why they're here. You know, and I wasn't that bad. You know, I didn't think I was that bad. I thought I could still have a normal life doing what I was doing. That's what everybody does. Anyway, about 15 months ago, I guess, I finally started to surrender. I started to connect with people in these rooms and actually hang out with them and talk to them and do stuff with them. And after a couple months, I started figuring out that I could have fun in sobriety. And working the steps, you know, I still don't work a perfect program, I'll be honest. I don't really work hard until I start feeling really bad, you know, getting the anxiety and wondering why things aren't going my way, and, you know, blaming everybody else for my problems. And I work my program and I feel better. It's great. And then I could always look back at the progress that I made. And I'm so grateful. I just, I'm way better off than I was 15 months ago. It's amazing. This program's amazing. It works. I got a sponsor right away. I had to switch sponsors, but still, my first sponsor, he helped me a lot. He just lives far away, so it was kind of hard to work with him. And now it's, you know, my sponsor, he helps me a great deal. You know, with working the program, gives me some great advice, tells me exactly what to do. And it's amazing. When I do it, it works. You know, it really works. And I'm really grateful for all the friends. A lot of you are in this room. This would be a lot harder if you guys weren't here. I mean, it would be a bunch of people I don't know. It would be really scary. But anyway, that's all I got. Thanks.